He worked late sometimes, but not this late. And if he were working this late, he should have called. For the past hour and a half, I had been periodically lifting my cell phone off the bar and checking to see if somehow, magically, the silent ring button had managed to press itself. Sometimes I'd make myself stop and swear not to lift it again, and then a few minutes later I'd break down and check, like someone with OCD who's convinced they forgot to lock the door. As if that weren't enough, every 15 minutes I would call my home machine to see if he'd called to say he wasn't coming, even though I knew he had my cell phone number. It never occurred to me to leave, not at 9:30 or even at 10:30. All I could think was that he'd said he'd come, and I had to wait until he did. After a little while, I noticed that the guy next to me, a slender, older man with worn eyes, had been watching me. "Are you waiting for someone?" he finally asked. "Yeah," I said. "I'm seeing this guy, and he said he'd stop by. And I know I look like a real idiot, but I'm really into him." He shook his head and said, "But you're so beautiful, and you seem intelligent. Why would you do this to yourself? If he can't get his act together to come here, then you're obviously way too good for him. Why are you wasting your time?" I nodded contemplatively, and